On the way back from through Kyiv, my colleagues who couldn't make it here, they asked me to make a presentation. So as in normal media, I'm not taking any responsibility for whatever I'm going to say here. And I'm trying to make it short that you'll have time for lunch enough. So we're going to talk about organic and inorganic recording media. And the media still remains one of the issue and a critical question for data storage for 3D holograms and their formation, and here's the content of this short presentation. Basically, we're going to discuss, compare organic PMMA and inorganic. And it comes from the point that what are you going to use as the best material for three-dimensional imaging with a thin layer recording medium, which, as author claims, is not really completely relevant to 3D recording. And there are two different stories with digital recording with computer-generated holograms and Bainton rainbow holograms. Clearly, optical holograms have some advantages, high diffraction efficiency, clear sinusoidal profile of the grating, and instead of optical hologram, can allow to build easy 3D scenes and put any nano or micro structures inside, which is essential for security applications. So we're going to talk about computer synthesized 3D holograms process that has multiple advantages. That's well known effect, it's well established, and I believe it's a good industrial application. The process of synthesizing of these holograms include three major steps: creating 3D scene, numerical modeling, and binarization and quantization of the received interference fringe data. And generally, there are several methods of doing so. And I believe one of the critical issues is to get a high resolution material. That's which so far I believe that PMMA respond to that, but authors came with a Hulk Haganate material and they would like to compare these two different media. Therefore, they use suitable kind of definition for them, which is recorder and recording medium, and recorder has to respond to the material with a resolution better than 0.1, 0.2 micrometers. In that case, you can resolve well on a micro dot recording or high resolution data storage. And therefore, they took two different approaches, two different recording materials. Let me see what it is. They're looking for ERP40, electronic photoresist, and microposite Shipley 1800. And Hulk Haganate glass system are Cenecom selenide, which basically they coat themselves, and that's a big advantage for them, and they can make it pretty good quality. And they have demonstrated before data storage with this material on a good level. Here's a comparison. They took a ERP400 PMMA resist, and they were able to get a good diffraction efficiency with relatively low exposure and a one-dimensional grating with 500 to 2500 lines per millimeter. Here is the structure of this material as taken from atomic force microscope, and you can see, let me see if I can, pretty well the structure and the fringes here with electronic images. They also looked at S1800 PMMA resist, which has a relatively high diffraction efficiency, apparently up to 50% they were able to get, and with less exposure dose. And here is the structure with both E-beam and optical recording, and both structures are very much relevant. So you can get pretty good surface profile with these structures, as they claim. Inorganic resist using Hulk Haganate glass layers for recording has been used for the holographic recording. As far as I remember, first time I have seen it, it was in 1972, I believe, that far. At that time, people used to have it just for direct imaging, and basically applications were oriented to data storage. Apparently, this group managed to have it with a good profiling, and it doesn't need any additional conductive layer, can be used for a combination of the hologram, and can be negative or positive. And they developed several different modification of that. out of which they choose one. I believe it's a modification with X20. We will see it later. And you see the highest diffraction efficiency for that. Let me see if I can show over here. And it's about 45%, which is pretty good. So from there, they started to record the holograms with a very high spatial resolution. Here are different structures they were able to produce. I was really pleased to see this middle part, which gives you 0.2 micron pitch with a very long needle. I remember the, I think it was a report from DuPont, like about 10 to 15 years ago, when they were able to produce this needle-like material. Unfortunately, DuPont basically abandoned that technology, but it's pretty strong material for and a possibility for recording unique high-resolution matrix system, I believe, or identification system. Then they use that for both holographic and non-holographic processes. And here's a typical recording of optical recording of the hologram with this kind of the material. You see very uniform grating at a high resolution with very low noise from my point of view, as far as I can see it. And that's another recording made with a laser system. Both, and what you can compare here is the e-beam part and the optical part. And look at this nice grating structure. Tells you that what they have been able to do, both optical part and the processing part. Now the next step would be, of course, to duplicate that. But so far, from what I have seen, this is a very reliable material for, and pretty good sensitivity. Material was not well studied so far with at blue range, I believe, and that's what they're going to do. But sensitivity is here, and they can do that. So in conclusion, I think what they have done, they compared two different materials, and certainly I see the advantages of inorganic material with the sensitivity, high diffraction efficiency, resolution, and a low noise. Thank you very much. I hope I did it in 10 minutes.
You're very welcome.